Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone, this week's story is Jorinde and Joringo. It is a German fairy tale and is known in many English translations as Jorinda and Jorindel. It tries to push the narrative of wicked witch and a damsel in distress, but is it true? Let's find out. So on that note, it's story time. The story introduces us to the sort of fairy who gets left off of invite lists. She is very old, lives in a castle in the middle of the woods, and spends her days exploring the countryside in the shapes of an owl or a cat. This is what I want my retirement to look like. The fairy also has an extreme approach to property boundaries, which is less admirable. Any man who comes within 100 paces of her castle is frozen to the spot until she chooses to set him free. Any girl who comes within the same distance is transformed into a bird and caged inside the castle with all other unfortunates who have offended the fairy's sense of personal space. By the time the story starts, she has 700 of them. A young couple by the names of Jorinde and Joringo are fully aware that the grouchy old lady of the year lives in those woods. But they are young and in love, and there aren't all that many places for them to be alone. And besides which, it's only dangerous if you get close to the castle, right? So one beautiful evening, they go for a walk together in the fairy's woods. Unfortunately, they walk so far that by sunset, they are in an unfamiliar part of the woods and don't know which path to take back home. Through the trees, Joringo glimpses stone walls. At the same time, Jorinde suddenly stops singing. When he turns around, he realizes she has been transformed into a nightingale. A fiery-eyed owl swoops suddenly upon them and transforms into an angry old woman. It is the fairy, comes to deal with the intruders. Joringo is frozen, unable to intervene as she seizes the nightingale girl and goes away to cage her. When she returns to release Joringo, he falls to his knees begging for clemency, but the fairy has no patience for that kind of thing and sends him on his way. He can't face the thought of going home without his fiancée, so he takes himself off to a different village and makes a living minding sheep. Often he returns to the castle, going as close as he dares, but can think of no way to get inside. Then, one night, he dreams of finding a purple flower that will grant him safe passage into the castle and break all enchantments, restoring Jorinde to her true shape. This is, of course, only a dream. But it's the most hope he has had since the girl he loved was changed into a bird by an angry fairy. So impossible isn't a word he's allowing into his vocabulary at this point. He looks everywhere for the flower, and on the 9th day of searching, he finds it. Armed with its magic, he returns to the castle, and this time keeps walking until he's certainly within 100 paces. But he can still move. He touches the door with the flower and it flies open. His ears are immediately filled with bird song. Following that sound, he comes to a chamber filled with cages, where the fairy sits listening to her prisoners sing. It's her turn to be on the receiving end of the magical boundary enforcement. She can't come within 2 feet of that flower. What she does instead is seize Jorinde's cage and attempt an escape. Joringel, however, is faster. He springs at the cage and touches the nightingale with the flower, restoring Yorinde to her proper shape. She hugs him delightedly and they go around the room, turning the birds back into humans, before at last going home to tell their remarkable story. As for what happens to the fairy, who knows? I'd still be watching out for the owls in that part of the country. The end. There are some villains that I can boo and hiss with enthusiasm, and some who aren't official villains that I hate anyway. But there are others I know I should disapprove of and just can't. The old fairy is very mean, undoubtedly. And yet the question has to be asked, if everyone knows that she turns intruders into statues or birds, why go near her in the first place? That's private property, people. So while I'm tremendously glad that all those poor caged girls were finally set free, I'm glad the fairy is free too. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media, because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.